It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, how are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. I am sitting outside enjoying the beautiful scenery of an April snowstorm. Sun is peeking through now, and a lot of the snow is dropping from the trees. But earlier, my early walk, the trees were just coated with it. It's fascinating. Since we last spoke, the wonderful month of March came to an end. And if we look at a few statistics of it, it was warmer than normal by about 3.5 degrees. Now, we started off the year this year with having both January and February colder than normal. So a little bit of warmer than normal here. Now, we didn't have any hot days. The warmest temperature for any one day in the month of March was 62 degrees, and that happened back on the 10th, and it was record-setting on that date. The lowest was 2 above, and that happened on the 1st. At my house here, we had 0, but there was no recording of less than 0 for the whole month. Other things of note, precipitation-wise, we were pretty close to normal. Snow, 5.4 inches of snow for the entire month of March, which is less than half of the normal amount, which is about 13. Interesting to note that on April 2, yesterday, when we got snow, according to the Weather Service, 5.7, or to put it in different words, that one snow was more than we got the entire month of March. Now, April can be that way. There are some very snowy Aprils back in record, especially the one in 2013, where 51 inches of snow was recorded. But April can be just the opposite, too. Either way, we do get something that we're going to note in April. April temperatures are warmer. They average almost 40 degrees. More precipitation, usually about 2.5, and it isn't always in the form of snow. It could be in rain and thunderstorms even. And yes, we can expect some snow. About 9 inches is average for April. The month of March gave us a few other things. We had snow, we had rain, we had hail, we had thunder, we had warm, we had cold, we had windy. So, yep, that was the month of March. That's going to be a hard act to follow for April, but so far April has been doing it. The days continue to get longer. We are now at already 13 hours of daylight. It seems like we just reached 12 a short time ago. And the moon is in the waxing crescent to the waxing quarter phase, and it's easy to see in the evenings. There is plenty of migration going on. The hawk count that takes place at West Skyline recorded over 3,000 bald eagles. That's not 3,000 hawks or 3,000 raptors, 3,000 bald eagles. 3,348. Golden eagles, about 150. Red-tailed hawks, about 130. There was a scattering of other ones, red-tailed hawk, northern harrier, Cooper's hawk, sharp-shinned hawk, American kestrel. They were all reported as well, even some turkey vultures. Other migrants of note, it's hard for me to not notice Canada geese. They are migrating across every day, and of course, when they fly over, they are very loud. Same way with the trumpeter swans. When they fly over, they're very loud, and every few days, there's another loud one that joins them, and that's the sandhill crane. So yes, those migrations are going on. I saw some ducks this week. I saw some mergansers, and so once again, that's all part of the migration. Though I haven't seen them, herons have been reported as well as kingfisher. The interesting bird news of this week happened a couple days ago when I heard the first ruffed grouse drumming of the season. Usually it happens about this time. I heard it on the 31st of March. Lots of songbird movements. I've been seeing robins almost every day. Hermit thrushes have been reported as well as bluebirds. Red-winged blackbird, grackle, all of those are migrants. Tree sparrows and juncos are often seen along the side of the road. They are also migrants, as are some other types of sparrows, like song sparrow, white-throat sparrow, fox sparrow. I haven't heard the reporting of them yet, but I expect soon we're going to have a couple more woodpeckers showing up. The yellow-bellied sapsucker and flicker are both migrants, and they do show up during now in April. Had a very interesting day yesterday at the bird feeder. Thanks to the snow, the birds were hungry, and I went out and I replenished it. Pretty much expecting a few weeks ago that I was done with replenishing the feeder, but nope. I did it yesterday, and I'm very glad I did. I had no less than 15 kinds of birds come to the bird feeder. It was very impressive. Finches and woodpeckers and nuthatches and the whole bit. It was just a wonderful day for watching the bird feeders. Other things of note, there's been some reports, you may have seen these, of bears waking up from hibernation and seen with this snow we have, some of the best tracking can take place at this time of year. I always find animal tracking is best when we first get snow in the season and when we have the snow at the end of the season. During my walk this morning, no, I did not see bear tracks, but I saw plenty of deer, squirrel, and mice tracks. There had been earlier this week, I had a great example of seeing otter tracks. And then last night, about dusk, the beavers were coming out. Beavers have been in a lodge near my house here all winter, and they wanted to get a jump on spring. So they went out and they broke the ice around their lodge, and they would come up and they would feed. Last night they were seen doing such. Other things of note, if this snow melts, which it will very soon, we are going to get a replenishment of the vernal ponds. The vernal ponds, the little ponds that form when the melt of the snow, are very important. And in the month of April, that's when we really notice them. They're very important because there's critters that will reproduce there, and they need all this moisture. I took a walk on the day before the storm and just to check out how the ponds were. They were all looking pretty good. They were all still covered with ice. But soon as it melts and it gets a little warmer, we're going to hear from the resident frogs. They wake up from their hibernation, they go to the ponds, and they start calling very early, almost always by mid-April. So we'll see what that has to offer. Also, the first garter snakes may be seen, and just a few days ago, I saw the first butterfly of the season, a butterfly called a comma. It belongs to a group of butterflies that hibernate as adults. Crocus have been in bloom, but of course, the squirrels and chipmunks have found them, and they don't last very long. They seem to like to eat those petals. I haven't seen dandelion in bloom yet, but I expect soon. April is also the month of catkins. Catkins are these long structures that hang down from the sides of trees. Often they have pollen in them. Right now, I think we can see the catkins of willow, aspen, and alder. Silver maples have started to bloom. The red maples will be a couple weeks from now, but the silver maples have started to bloom. And, of course, when it comes to talking about maples at this time, there is plenty of sap flowing as well. One of the features that we often have to deal with April has probably been put on hold thanks to this snow, and that is April can also be a month of a lot of fires, especially grass fires. But thanks to this snow, I think that's all been postponed for a while. So, you know, get out and take a look. April is quite a show. Don't miss it. It's worth taking a look at. So take care.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.